Cape Talk.
WhatsApp us now on 072 567 1567.
Right, well, we didn't want to remember the bad old days of load shedding, but here we are once again with lights going off from time to time. And there are a couple of things we want to remind you about that we might have let slip into the darkness of our memories around the insurance implications of load shedding and the potential risks in your home of power going on and off as it does. On the line to chat to us about this, we're joined by Christelle Coleman, who's executive for High Net Worth Solutions at Old Mutual Insure. Lovely to chat to you again, Christelle. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Papa. So good to hear from you. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the insurance implications. People might wonder why is there an insurance implication to the lights going off? But of course, there are potential risks to appliances when power surges happen when it comes back on. There are potential security concerns that might impact on the safety of your home. What are some of the factors our listeners need to consider?
Well, I think the most important thing is the power surge that you've mentioned. Even though it's denied by the authorities, we've seen a huge number of claims with the last load shedding time where electronic goods were extensively damaged by power surges as the electricity comes back on. And unfortunately, not all insurance policies are created equal. So a number of insurance policies in the market actually don't cover power surge damage. So I'd like the listeners to actually now, again, I mean, this is completely unexpected, so we don't think about it, but phone your insurance company or broker and ask specifically if you are insured for damage as a result of power surge, of a power surge coming through. We actually had a house that burned down in Nettleton Road in Cape Town the previous time because the power surge sets the electronics to light and the whole place burned down. So it's very serious, yes.
Now you can get power surge protectors that you can install, Christelle, yes. Which are not particularly expensive, if I remember correctly.
That's right. So I found myself running all through the house over the weekend, switching things off because, you know, I just remembered how bad it was. And so power surge protectors is the very first thing you do is buy those power surge protectors, put them on, unplug your finicky electronic equipment. Don't leave your phone on charge. Don't leave your iPad on charge. And another thing that I just want to warn about is people who forget to switch off normal electrical appliances. So they're busy having their air dried or a heater is on and then power goes off. They go out for lunch because they can't make food. And then it comes back on and it causes a fire. And we've had incidents like that as well. So switch off your electronic equipment if you're going to leave the property and make sure that you're safe when the power does come back on.
Okay, very good advice. Christelle, what about the security aspect? Alarm systems might be affected. Would you be covered if something was stolen from your home when your alarm system was down because of power shedding?
You know, alarm systems and electric fencing, everything. Some people were off for 2 or 3 days. By that time, the batteries are run off for both the alarms and the electric fencing. I can't speak on behalf of the whole industry because I don't have that authority, but I honestly believe that the majority of insurance companies would honor their claims if it can be proven that there was a load shedding event happening at the time and the alarm didn't respond. Because what else can the consumer do? And if a claim is rejected, it goes to the ombudsman. I'm sure it'll be looked at in a positive light. I certainly know the reputable insurance companies would definitely honour those claims and pay out if it happened during load shedding. I mean, it's pitch dark. There's another thing I just want to mention, Papa, is when you drive at night in an area that you know well and that there's load shedding, remember not everyone knows where the traffic lights are and the four-way stops are. So drive for yourself and for people who don't know your area, because we also saw a spike in motor car accidents because people didn't know there's a traffic light that's not working and then they go straight through the traffic light. They don't slow down because they don't even know there's something coming up. So just, you know, just be super, super aware when you drive at night when there's no lights around.